to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello.
It's 420.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jibber. It very well could be.
Wow.
Either.
How interesting how all that worked out. Interesting. Right. So funny. Anyway, where's my script? Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 246 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 23rd, 2022.
Yay.
We are proud to be carried by Chiampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
Isn't she just so polite?
Yeah.
Just so polite. Miss Betty.
So how's things going over there in Florida?
Oh, my God. It's hot as fuck.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It was like, here comes the TV segment. today was around 93, 95 was our high today. The humidity was, I don't know, like 600%, something like that. The dew point was like 112 degrees. I don't know. I don't know for sure. But to be honest with you, I mean, it was all pretty, it was just a miserable day out. Luckily, I didn't spend much time outside today. I had to run a few errands in the afternoon, and that was about it. But past then, I stayed inside because it's just too nasty for words.
Not a good day to sit out in the lanai.
No, not at all. And we're not getting much rain out of it. And that's the worst part about it, because at least in the summer, you know, we get the rain and it kind of cools it off. Even though it brings us more humidity, it cools it off for a little bit. But like right now, it's just hot and humid and hot, and it just doesn't find that. There's no break. There's like no break at all in that pattern, and it just drives you crazy. So, I have something. I got a message of some sort. Hot and overmodulated on your end.
Well, that's pretty.
How is this
kind of weather?
Through? Is that coming through better? Better,
yeah,
through?
That sounds better.
Better?
Yeah, that
okay.
Sounds better.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. We have to make adjustments as we go on. You know,
true.
Kind of one of those things. So
very true.
Yeah, very
so
true.
So, are you still in Facebook jail?
It's 6 days. 6 days.
Wow.
Actually,
what happened this time?
I don't know actually. I think what I did, believe it or not, is I just posted a status that said I feel like cutting a bitch today. nobody in particular. And they gave me 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Probably in light of all of the nonsense that's been happening lately.
I guess so. I'm like, really? I'm like,
you know, the Buffalo thing, and there was a San Francisco church thing. And
oh, yeah.
Not a San Francisco church, a California church thing.
Yeah.
And there's been a whole lot of other things. There was another subway shooting.
No, I saw that.
Too.
I saw that. That's some crazy,
in New York.
Crazy ass shit. So
it just makes no sense what's going on with people, man.
It really doesn't.
It's insanity. But here at the Joe and Anthony Show, we take you away from the insanity and we tell you about other things.
Yes, we do. And tonight I'm actually smoking on tonight's strain before we turn over to Joe. Tonight's strain is Lady Madonna.
Ooh, what is Lady Madonna like?
I believe it is a sativa. It's not too bad. It gives you a little bit of oomph. A little oomph.
What's the flavor like of Lady Madonna?
It tastes like weed. Oh. I don't know. I don't, if you want me to get into flavor profiles and terpenes and intricacies, you're barking up the wrong tree on that one.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers to that. What about you, Joe? How's it going?
Well, I mean, I've been exhausted lately. I just got to tell you. Lots going on. But everything I wanted to mention is pretty darn expensive. And I know you and I were talking about this earlier today.
Oh, my God.
You know, I spent, $93 at Juul?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, just,
how many days worth of groceries is that?
That'll probably last me through next week.
Okay, so a week's worth of groceries.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. But there was a lot of things this time around that seemed to be missing from shelves, I've noticed. But in the produce area, strawberries were cheap, relatively speaking.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Nuts went up.
Cheap strawberries.
My nuts are expensive.
Your nuts are expensive, Joe. Good for you. You have expensive nuts. I'm so glad you've actually kind of moved on to a better class of clients.
But speaking of expensive, a casino is coming to town.
Ooh,
it
we
looks
love
like
casinos.
There's going to be a casino at the Tribune printing plant along the river. That'll be around the intersection of Halsted in Chicago, and let me tell you, it's going to be something crazy.
Wait, Halsted in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So, but tonight's strain over here is still gelato. I don't know. Maybe I should start to branch out and try something new.
You should always kind of switch it up once in a while.
I haven't switched it up in a long... I mean, I still have some member berry, but that one tends to make me extra stupid. And I forget to do things.
What's wrong with that sometimes?
Well, anyways.
Timers and reminders are your friends.
Tonight's wine? Well, the label had some strange, depressed-looking woman on it, but that doesn't matter because the wine is actually really tasty.
Depressed woman wine. That's what you're drinking tonight. Okay, that sounds good. I can go with that.
But it's tasty, so why
good.
Not?
Okay, fantastic. I'm glad you have some tastiness going on there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, hey, do we got any voicemails?
It does not appear so.
Aww.
I know, right? That's kind of upsetting.
Well, guess what? Our chat room is open at Cheyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you right now. You can call us at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone or your rotary dial.
Yay for celery phone.
Right. Well, Anthony, it's time for your weed corner.
Yes, I believe so. All right.
Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Okay. So, our first, let me load up my cart here. Yeah,
there's got to be a way in Word to double click on links to make them open.
You have to hold the control key down. I mean, I don't know why it does the way that it does. So, Their story comes from Marijuana Moment, from Bed Alden. A panel of U.S. Courts of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit Court wrote in an opinion published last Thursday that products containing Delta-8 THC are generally legal because federal law defines hemp as any part of the cannabis plant, including all derivatives, extracts, and cannabinoids that contain less than 0.3% of Delta-THC, 9-THC, by weight. The law, the court said, is in a 3-0. The court said in a 3-0 ruling is silent with regard to Delta 8 THC. Current cultivation and manufacturing techniques, however allow for so-called minor cannabinoids to be concentrated from hemp plants and refined into consumer products. And Delta 8 THC products have surged in popularity in recent years, especially in states where marijuana is illegal. Like its more famous counterpart, Delta 8 THC also has psychoactive properties, although proponents say the experience is generally more subdued and has gentler side effects than traditional marijuana. The Ninth Court ruling stems from a dispute over alleged trademark and copyright infringement, of all things, believe it or not, that hinged on Delta 8 THC's legality. AK Futures, which manufactures e-cigarettes and vaping products, claims that a Los Angeles company, Boyd Street Distro, had been selling counterfeit versions of its branded products that contain Delta 8 THC. So, I have never tried Delta 8 THC. I don't know. Have you tried Delta 8 THC?
Yes, I have. And okay. It was in a liquid form, and it was something that, you know, a beverage enthusiast had made. And I don't know. It didn't taste so hot, and some other people tried it, and they got a little sick. So
okay. So, but you haven't tried it in other formats in terms of trying to, because I believe
I have not taken it in different formats.
So, okay, just curiosity. I have never tried it myself, so I did not necessarily know how that the effects of it really kind of worked out. For our second weed story of the night, comes from Business Insider, from Matthew Lowe. Pennsylvania state candidate and renowned Republican darling and medical quack Dr. Oz voices opposition to legalizing recreational marijuana in the state, claiming that it would make people lose motivation to go to work. Oz said that there are not enough Pennsylvanians to work in Pennsylvania, so giving them pot would basically make them stay home, and it's not an ideal move.
Wait a minute. They're giving them pot?
Yeah, I know, right? Let's fucking go to Pennsylvania.
Fuck, yeah.
Fuck Cyampa. This will be Pennsylvania radio. where the fuck am I? Oh, yeah. It's not immediately clear how Quack Oz came to his conclusion, as the unemployment rate in Pennsylvania was 4.9% in March, per the state's latest figures. Pennsylvania lawmakers pushing for the legalization of recreational marijuana say that doing so will bolster the state's agricultural industry and create between $400 million to $1 billion in tax revenue. Around two-thirds of Pennsylvanians also support adult use before recreational marijuana. Proof once again that the Republican Party is out of touch with reality and supports false science as reality. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Oh, do I say something somewhere?
Or is it Betty? No. Yes, it's almost your. Well, you got a minute.
Yeah.
You got a minute for your word of the show.
I sure do. Well, you know, those two stories are quite interesting. We had the Delta 8 remaining illegal somehow, but also becoming legal somehow. It's strange. And then Dr. Oz, come on, that guy's—he's trying to run for what?
Governor of Pennsylvania.
Trying to be a senator?
Yeah, senator of somewhere. Maybe Pennsylvania? Is it Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Is this where we're at in politics these days?
Yes, this is where we're at in politics. I mean,
it's just not worth it. It's no longer worth it, seriously.
No, it's just crazy. I mean, it really is just crazy, so. But, you know, hey, you know,
well, Anthony,
it's just what it is.
Let's just move on to the word of the show. You ready?
I believe
hit that drum
I believe so. Are you? Go ahead and hit that button.
All right. And today our word is galumph, which means to move in a clumsy or ponderous or noisy manner. Well, thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you explore things a galumph manner as you saunter down the narrow aisles of your nearby grocery store. Ahem, I think. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Well, that was fun. I'm often very galumph.
Are you very galumph?
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm galumph.
Really? So, you know, like, when you...
My social skills are very galumph.
Are they?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know...
I'm not ashamed.
You're not ashamed to have galumph social skills?
Well, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I'm not so sure.
You're not so sure about that? All right. Well, yeah. You know, it's something that happens. And, you know, I'm sure you can find a way to prevail. I mean, look at this. You're on a podcast, so, you know.
This is true.
You know.
For
246 episodes, even though your social skills are still galumph, you still put it out every week. So, you know, you're like a whore on the street corner every week. You're just banging out the show. So, see, you're all good.
Roger bang it out.
Yeah, I guess that sounds good.
Holy pinched pennies. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger. This is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, oopsie, anyway, today is May 23rd, 2022, and oh boy,
no, it's not.
It's National Lucky Penny Day,
and
what all your buttholes
Roger.
Have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Taffy Day, and, wowzers, Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. But will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and shut your buttholes. No. Yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, Roger, I'm twiddling away.
All right, I'm waiting for the button to load. Hold on.
I have stopped twiddling away.
Stop twiddling. All right, loading the button.
Loading the button.
The button is loading.
Oh, boy.
Here goes the button. There goes
the
button.
You know, the insurance wheel's been coming up quite a bit lately.
The other one just kind of broke. The point, it won't accept any bills anymore, so... I told the insurance company about it. They said to send a replacement, but nothing's happened yet. So
it's on their dime.
Yeah, I mean, I keep telling them that. All right, tonight's random story comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells about how Floridians ring in National Safe Boating Week. All right. A U.S. Coast Guard crew rescued three boaters found on a buoy near Edgemont Key after their 24-foot vessel began taking on water in Tampa Bay last Saturday. Coast Guard Sector St. Petersburg watch standers were notified via VHF radio on a vessel taking on water. The rescue crew in a 45-foot boat was dispatched from the St. Petersburg Coast Guard Station. In a news release issued Saturday afternoon, the Coast Guard used the rescue to remind boaters to wear a life jacket, carry all required safety equipment, file a float plan, I didn't even know those existed, and check the weather and water conditions before going out into the water. National Safe Boating Week started on Saturday, and several local law enforcement agencies are planning educational activities over the next week. The owner of the vessel is arranging for it to be salvaged. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go to Betty, I just thought of a show title, Psychoactive Dairy-Free Life Jackets.
Okay, that sounds good. Sure, we can go with that.
Well, but that's just one. I mean, there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Show. Yes, there is. That is true. We can continue to work on it.
All right, so Betty wants to talk here.
Go on, Betty. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, While you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, The Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And now, I'm going to flip the switch here. There we go. Thanks, Betty. Before we get back to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. It is mostly cloudy at 58 degrees, where the humidity is 39%, and winds are howling out of the northeast at 13 miles per hour. The dew point is at 33 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. That's good. Let's see, tonight, mostly cloudy with the low around 50. Gusty winds are about. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 57. Gusty winds will be about. Wednesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. High near 70. Gusty winds are again about. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 67. And Friday, turn off the heat because you're going to open the windows. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 71. And for the weekend, it looks like we can expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And now, for today's fun fact. Welp, in case you didn't know it, it is almost impossible for most people to lick their own elbows. And as Roger would say, wow. And if you can lick your own elbow, we might want to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 right away. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, if you can. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to lick my elbow.
Why don't you go ahead and press that any key for my news?
I hit the any key.
And now for the news.
There's the news.
Well, from the loose animal files in the Chiampa newsroom, May 10th UPI and our friend Ben Hooper. Police in Ontario said they wrangled a loose, cute little goat with the help from a group of concerned neighbors. Look at them.
Meh.
Meh. You know, they look like dogs in a way with those droopy ears.
Yeah, they look like something, that's for sure.
Well, the North Grenville Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police said officers on patrol Monday spotted a group of neighbors chasing after a loose goat on County Road 26. Police said officers joined with psychoactive bystanders to keep the bad guy from running into traffic. The goat was safely wrangled into a patrol car and returned to its owner.
This is what happens when you do stories about goats.
You know, sometimes they're just cute and just gotta liven the mood and have something silly to talk about.
Oh, no.
Have you ever been to Ontario?
Yes, I have been to Ontario.
Have I been to Ontario?
Maybe.
Have you been to
Ontario? You've been to Yeah, you've been to Toronto. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Not Ontario. Toronto. I've been to Toronto. But Toronto's in Ontario. Hello!
Well, they must have just one police force. They're all Ontarian police forces.
Maybe it's like a state police type of thing, as opposed to...
Is Ontarian even a word?
Maybe they're... I don't know. That's a good question that I can't answer.
Well, let's move on.
Okay, we'll move on from the goat.
Wow, I remember payphones well. I was an early pioneer in the gay dating world by utilizing a payphone to meet my very first boyfriend. But more on that later. Payphones the world over have made an impact on pop culture. And they were a great way to call for help in an emergency. With most people having a cell phone nowadays, payphones are mostly redundant. What do you think, Anthony?
Unfortunately, that is the case of it. It's a shame, but they're very underused.
Well, today, UPI Ben Hooper once again officials held a ceremony today for removal of the last public payphone stall in New York City. The last one? Wow. The last one.
They might turn it into a masturbation booth.
The payphone was removed with a crane from a sidewalk on 7th Avenue and 50th Street in Midtown Manhattan, just south of Times Square, marking what officials called the end of the payphone era. Officials said it was the last public payphone in the city, but there are still plenty of privately owned payphones and four permanent full-length Superman phone booths. Huh. You.
Yes, we
the
got
city
one right
began
here.
Removing the payphones in 2015 as they became obsolete and replacing them with public Wi-Fi hotspots.
Oh.
In 2014, there were more than 6,000 active public payphones on city sidewalks, according to the city website. They were originally slated to be removed by 2020, but the process took longer than expected. City officials said on the website that the public payphones, which provided free access to 911 and 311, non-emergency city services, were still used for regular calls and long-distance calls, but their usage had gone way down. Instead of payphones, now there are thousands of wireless kiosks run by Link New York City across the five boroughs, according to the City of Office Technology and Innovation. Link New York City officials said there will be 5G functionality added to the kiosks this summer, which also provide a social services directory, device charging, free domestic calls, and transit and weather alerts. We celebrate the end of the payphone, but also look forward to new beginnings, said the city's chief technology officer, Michael Flasia. That was 1010 Winds reporting. But, you know, did payphones require special lines, or were they just all contained within the box and the lines were just normal?
Yes and no.
Hmm.
They had special service that would work with the payphone to determine if it was a payphone line. But as for the payphone itself, or the line itself, it was just a regular phone line.
Yes. Now, I don't know, but in the new studios, I do have a phone jack.
Do you now? Have you tried plugging anything into it?
I don't have anything to plug into it. That's the thing. I may need to find myself a white Princess Trimline slim phone with last number redial and plug it in and see what happens.
I see.
If I can, you know, hear even just like little clicks or push buttons and hear touch tones, then who knows? I could get a dial line service.
This is true. That's very possible. You could. I'm giving you a link to one.
Ooh.
And then we're going to move into your next story.
Ooh.
Fiddles McGinty.
May 18th, UPI. Thank you, Ben Hoover. A Wisconsin man who earned a Guinness World Record for most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime celebrated another milestone. 50 years of eating a Big Mac nearly every day.
That's frightening.
Don Gorski of Fond du Lac earned a Guinness World Record in 1999 when he was confirmed to have eaten 15,490 of the McDonald's sandwiches in his lifetime. And the record was most recently updated in August 2021 when his total surpassed 32,340 Big Macs. Gorski is now celebrating 50 years of eating a Big Mac almost every day since May 17, 1972. The burger fan, who said he most often eats two of the sandwiches on a given day, said he has missed only 8 days in his 50-year fandom.
Wow.
Gorski said he has tried other burgers, but nothing stuck with him like the Big Mac.
Wow.
I had one Burger King Whopper in 1984 and one Topper Double Burger in 1984. There are a lot of other burger chains that I have never had the desire to try, he told Guinness World Records. I'll probably be eating Big Macs every day for the rest of my life.
You know, there are actually burger places out there that aren't McDonald's and Burger King that make awesome burgers. That is like
but
miles above
Big
the Big Mac.
Mac.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
They need to hire him.
He could probably work there. He looks like he's retired, so he like gets nothing on Social Security. He can go work with the rest of the teenagers.
And he looks like he's already wearing appropriate McDonald's-like colors.
Exactly. See, there you go.
Wow. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Are you on crack? Is your news team? Give us a call. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. Or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. Tonight, this week, on This Way Out, marking a decade since Obama's equality evolution, and it's all gone to shit. And in the news, Texas Supreme reauthorized child abuse probes for gender-affirming families. Politics revive Louisiana's comatose Don't Say Gay bill. Griner's Russian detention is extended while release negotiations continue. Pussy Riot activists escape Putin's Russia. Greece bans conversion therapy for vulnerable people. And Republicans rail against queer content on children's TV. All that and more this week on This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to glump around the office in about 4 minutes when we return.
Yay, glumping.
Now it's all about finding the button.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Hey, you're listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hello. Piccolo Hortensia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer, that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were. Because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
La-dee-da. So get a load of that Piccolo Portentia bitch. Boy, if I was a human, well, she's got some nerve. But whatever, I am here to tell you to listen to my show, Weekday Rush Hour, with me, your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. Grab your bongs, bitches, cause it's going to be one hell of a ride. But whoop, I feel sick. Erica, oopsie, I forgot to tell you Weekday Rush Hour is out every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Cough, cough. I also heard the neighbors coughing up a storm and Joe is sneezing everywhere he goes. But wait, by the way, that error code was for real. I looked up how to reveal a word sake in binary. Sheesh. Give me some credit. I haven't been promoted to Kmart Loss Prevention Department for nothing, you know. Luckily, I have some added extra sick time left. So go suck it.
Well, thanks, Betty. I think we'll now return you back to some programming that may or may not already be in progress.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robot things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, everyone. Before we get started with your crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Summer's here. Hopefully the rain predictions next week will follow. Unless you're listening live, it is currently not 86 degrees and partly cloudy. The humidity is currently 57%. Dew point is currently 69 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8. That has not happened. Partly cloudy with a low around 77. Tomorrow, Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Mostly sunny with a high of 94 degrees. Tuesday night will be a 30% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 76. Also going to try to make some Mexican street corn on Tuesday night. Wish me luck. On Wednesday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Wednesday night, we'll have a 30% chance of showers and storms mainly before 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 77. And that's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news.
Woo-hoo.
We do like crazy Florida news. Let me find
you
crazy
522
Florida.
522 in your crazy Florida news title too.
I have what in my crazy Florida news? I do have 522. Sir, yes. It is 523. 522, 523. It does not matter. It is close enough. Our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a woman who was living the Florida lifestyle at McDonald's. The incident began about 5:34 p.m. at the McDonald's. That's when 22-year-old Tiannis from Lakeland walked inside the store and began complaining to an employee behind the counter. Shortly after entering the store, Tiannis turned things violent by first hitting a small plastic sign in the direction of the employee and then several bottles. She walked behind the counter and threw cups on the floor and at the employees. A friend came into the store and tried to hold Tiana's back and calm her down. Despite being asked to leave multiple times, Tiana's remained inside the store, called 911 on her cell phone and told the operator, "I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run a motherfucking McDonald's."
Damn.
As Tiana's gotten to the exit after finally being convinced to leave, she turned towards the employees, lifted her shirt to expose her belly, then turned and began twerking at them. Yes, classy. In addition to charges of burglary and assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly contact, Tiandis also was charged with misuse of 911 for calling 911 to complain about the service during the 10-minute incident on Thursday, May 19th.
I got a new show title.
What's your show title?
twerking at the motherfucking McDonald's.
Twerking at the mother... Talking to the sweet spot so all the listeners can hear you, sir.
Twerking at the motherfucking McDonald's.
Very good. All right. Fantastic. I think twerking at the motherfucking McDonald's is an excellent show title for tonight's show. But we're going to move on because there's still more crazy Florida news.
I can see.
Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Tampa Free Press and brings us yet another story of Florida top-notch drivers. On Thursday, Dawn, 54, of Vero Beach, decided it would be a good idea to try to run down a police motorcycle unit. No reason why. She just decided to run down a police motorcycle unit. Deputies say that Dawn ran speeds of 80 to 100 miles per hour as she intentionally tried to run down the motorcycle unit, causing one Martin County Sheriff's deputy to jump off a moving motorcycle before being struck. Dawn then sped off. She was located by two other road units heading into Indian Town, Florida. Dawn then smashed into a patrol car and then continued on, causing a pickup truck to roll over, crash with three people inside. The deputies were finally able to get her stopped. When they approached the vehicle to arrest her, she threw a snake at the deputy, causing him to deploy his taser. It's Florida, man.
She was about to give him.
It's Florida. She was taken into custody. Afterward, a deputy located the snake and found it to be an artificial rubber snake.
My God.
Three motorists in the truck were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies were not injured. Dawn was charged with four counts of aggravated assault on a police officer and fleeing and eluding. Wait, I gotta find my sound effects for this one. Dawn's bond was set at $90,000. And additional charges are still possible.
Damn.
Isn't that great?
People.
But now comes time for the sexy story.
Ooh.
Yes, don't hurt yourself while trying to burp that out, Mr. Joe. Please don't do that. Our final and sexy Florida news story of the night comes to Channel 4 News in Southwest Florida and tells us about a man who was getting a little too hostile for his nakedness. No, that's not right. This is incorrect. But that's fine. We'll move on. I don't know where it comes from. Hold on. Wait, I got to give credit, though. One has to give credit. Villages News. Oh, my goodness. This comes from Villages News.
Oh, boy.
So tonight, our sexy Florida news story comes from Villages News and tells us about a man who was trying to get a little bit of fun in for some crazy woman just found him. Angela, 29, of Summerfield, was arrested on Tuesday on a felony charge of aggravated battery at the home she shares with the man, according to an arrest report on the Marion County Sheriff's Office. The dispute started that morning when Angela discovered the man watching pornography on his phone and polishing the pole. What was that?
He was polishing
the pole or polishing. We used to say polish, but you could polish it if you want. It don't matter. We don't care who you polish the pole with. The man told deputies that Angela became angry and asked to see his phone. What the hell did she expect to find? When she discovered communication between the man and someone on the website of Reddit. I did not know Reddit got that kinky, folks.
It can.
It really? Wow, I've got to check out Reddit a little bit more. How about that shit? The man left the home for a school drop-off and headed off to work. He checked his rearview mirror and saw that Angela was following him.
Uh-oh.
When he arrived at his place of employment, he explained the situation to his supervisor and was told to take the day off. He arrived back home and met there by Angela, who had wrapped a leather belt with a large metal buckle around her fist. The man threatened to call 911, but Angela knocked the phone from his hand. When he reached down to pick up the phone, Angela used the belt on him several times on his arm and his back, all for trying to get a little bit of fun with the pornography. He got the fuck out of the house. The man suffered several red marks across the back, and a large raised lump that was swollen and starting to bruise on his upper left arm. In addition to aggravated battery charge, she was also arrested on charge of depriving use of 911. She was booked to the Marion County Jail and released after posting a $1,000 bond. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Ain't that crazy? You only had to pay $1,000. Run over America. Don't kill nobody. Motorcade, you get $90,000. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Roger, you stink. Well,
You can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566 and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots and don't forget me and that other
don't
robot,
do it in the waiting
Roger.
Room.
Be a part of our unique Q
then
Studio
we
experience.
It up.
Be sure to visit us at chiamp.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty, for that lovely, whatever it is you did.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty, for everything.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
So, in that last story, it doesn't really allude to the fact if they were actually dating each other.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of the funny part about it is that, I mean, it's just like he was renting the room. So it didn't really seem to indicate that there was anything specific going on between the two, but apparently she thought there was more than he did. But you know,
and she discovered the man watching pornography. But how? Like, was he in the bathroom? Was he in the kitchen? Was he in a public area?
Yeah, I mean, if he was sitting there on the kitchen counter jerking off, looking at porn, and she was trying to make herself some coffee, I'd be like, come on, dude, what's going on here? But I mean, if he was off somewhere in a private space, you know, what the hell? What the fuck is up with that bullshit?
Right. You know, either join in or stay out.
Right. So, but no, she seemed a little crazy. I don't know what they didn't get to any relationship information. And I'm not sure if anything specific was involved in that. But definitely. There is definitely, in her mind, there was definitely something going on. So,
wow. You know, people lately have just been off the rails stupid.
Oh, I know, right?
And it's like, you know, are we passing through part of the universe that has all this crazy bad energy associated with it?
If you have a thought on that, give us a call. Our phone lines are wide open. 813-327-8566. I have gnats in the studio.
So just curious, and it's okay if I'm going to be disappointed. How many listeners do we have at the moment?
Five.
Hey, thank you, five listeners, for listening.
And I've got a gnat on the screen.
You have a gnat on the screen. Did you have a gnat?
I don't know. I think they got in. I mean, it's becoming that time of year now in Florida, so I think it just got in. You know what I mean? In the door, you open the door, and they just find their way in. And I think the garbage needs to be taken out too in the break room. I think it's been sitting there for a few weeks.
So the Chicago studio's got some new lighting in the laundry facilities.
Oh, that's fantastic!
But in the process, they left this crazy layer of scratchiness and gunk on all of the washers and dryers.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah, they laid down this carpeting over the existing disturbing carpeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some things, folks, that, you know, springtime, get your plants fertilized, clean out your dryer ducts for your laundry. Because all that stuff is, you know, can build up in there, and you want that to be all cleared out and ready to go for springtime and summertime laundry action.
Yeah, we don't need any 911 calls to the fire department because you're done blowing up the laundry room.
Right. We need all the viewers we can get, or the listeners we can get. But yeah, you know, it's here in Chicago, I got to tell you, you know, the weed policy, because we've been talking about that a lot, is much laxer. There's no punishment. There's no crazy formula for determining how much weed you can get. I mean, you got a maximum. Out-of-town guests can basically get a half an ounce, and in-town guests, or
in-town
residents, in-town guests.
Are you an in-town or out-of-town guest? Yeah, and that's kind of the funny thing about Florida is that they have these limits that they put on everything. And it's a weird calculation because, you know, you get a 35-day prescription. And let's say your doctor gives you 2.5 ounces for 35 days. You can't go buy that 2.5 ounces. And the thing is you can't buy whatever amount up to that 2.5 ounces on any given day of those 35 days. Somebody or an algorithm somewhere, and they don't tell you how. They tell you what the amounts are, but they don't tell you how it's calculated. What happens is you get a small amount per day. So, like, there have been days where I've only been able to get, like, a quarter, like 0.25 or 0.125 of an ounce of weed. And that's all I might have 2 ounces left, but all I can buy is that much.
That's so strange.
And I've tried to figure it out. If I buy more, if it changes, if I buy less, doesn't change. So, does it go back? Does it go forth? It's just some really ridiculous shit. I don't understand the point of it. I don't understand why you're upside down right now, but you're really confusing me. But yeah, so that's what Florida has been doing. And it's a new thing. They just started a few months ago. I think I've gotten into a rhythm now where I'm not in any problems, but there was like a spot there where I was like able to buy 2 pre-rolls. I was out of weed and I bought 2 pre-rolls.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with 2 pre-rolls? That's your limit for the day. Okay, well, what do I have tomorrow? You don't get any. And they didn't give me. I got 0 for the following day. I got a 0 dispense ability for the following day. And I've slowly been buying more, but I've been waiting. And I don't know. I don't know what the algorithm is. They don't tell you on the website. They give you an option to click on something. But when you click on it, it just says, oh, well, we use a calculation. They don't tell you what that calculation. There's no explanation of the calculation. They don't tell you what that algorithm is. So, yeah. So that's kind of what we're dealing with here in Florida, which is really quite irritating at times. And you can tell the butt tenders do not like it either.
I mean, if I come down there, it's kind of like I would feel guilty smoking your weed because you might not be able to get any.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh.
It would be figured out. If anything was planned, it would be figured out.
I see.
There you go. We'll just ship some of your own weed back down here.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's fun.
Okay.
So this has been Plethora.
Yeah, this has been Plethora. We got about 2 minutes till the ugly lights come on. If any of our listeners wants to join in for a few minutes, you can join in for 2 minutes.
At 813-327-8566. So, eating a daily Big Mac, you know, and they didn't talk about any cholesterol issues. Does he take Metamucil? Does he eat spinach? What's his poop like? You know? These are questions that a lot of users and readers might want to know.
Really don't want to know. Only Chip Skipper really wants to know these things. Chip Skipper's mind wants to know, what happens with this? What is the life cycle of eating a Big Mac every day? For every day of your life?
Perfected the art of pooping out a regurgitated Big
Mac. What is your colon health like?
Are you now covered in poppy seeds?
Yeah, right. I don't know why you would be covered in poppy seeds, but
from the bun.
But I would hope he showered. You know, like at some point, like showered sometime in those 50 years between Big Macs.
See, these are questions you want to know.
Chips Skipper, we need to get you your press pass so you can reach out to these folks. I mean, I'm sure we can probably set up an interview with you and the Big Mac Man if you really want one. We could probably set one up. We
that would be amazing.
Are you sure about that? I can reach out and see if he's willing. I mean, we are a legitimate press agency. I can reach out and, you know.
Let's try that, and we'll report back.
Okay. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We don't know how he's going to take our brand of comedy, so, you know.
Comedy. You know, comedy is fucked up these days.
Comedy's all over the place these days.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be so careful how you say and what you say and who you say it about. And otherwise,
who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, in the scheme of things, there are things you shouldn't say, things you don't need to say.
This is true.
And then
there are things that just
go ugly in the night. Remember when we used to do 2 hour and 30 minute shows?
How did we do 2 hour and 30 minute shows?
I don't know.
I mean, I get we it, did. But I mean, like, that's a long time. Hey, folks, the lights are coming on, and it sounds like something's trying to claw its way through the ceiling. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Wow, what a fun show. And yes, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch our classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since your commutable device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic Q audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. That's right, maybe it's a tablet. Maybe it's your dildo with a speaker in it that you really love because it's got such a booming bass. Or maybe just an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shyampa Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser on that device to shyampa.org. That's right, go there now. And go there now for a complete listening experience.
What if you can get the dildonic device with the Amazon Echo built into it?
Hey,
can you be like, yeah, I mean, just imagine the possibilities. And would you carry it with you all day long? I mean, would you just like toot and go like, hey, Alexa?
But you know what, though?
What?
Oh. Well, I'm thinking of the actual Amazon Echo devices that actually need to be plugged in all the time.
Like, what a battery in it.
Not the Amazon, not the one I got. The one I got in the kitchen.
A special device. We should approach Amazon with it. It's a battery operated Amazon Echo thing.
It's gonna take like six device. Batteries.
It goes.
You know, because it's got to vibrate, too. I mean, it is a dildo.
That's right.
And which gets priority? The dildo functions or the Amazon Echo functions?
All of them. All of them get functions. It's just one big orgy of functions.
It's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. I want to listen to Shyampa Radio. Okay, dildo. Add extra vibration, please.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. If you're interested in recasting us for some fucked up reason, contact us at playus@shyampa.org. And remember, folks, if you're against lifting Title 42, yet when every other pandemic restriction ended, you're a fucking hypocrite. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a K for Kinky.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetent by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.